Okay, are you ready, George? You've
Gotta
listened to enough episodes, so you should know my drill at the beginning.
warm up his voice.
Are we all ready then?
I'm ready.
No, hold on.
Oh, he needed his hat.
Oh,
My bandana.
where's your bandana?
Where's my bandana?
I don't know. Are you gonna hang it off your mic?
Oh, my fuzzy dice.
You need your fuzzy dice.
I need the fuzzy dice.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I think I'm ready.
All right. Well, hello and welcome to episode 6 of.
Oh my goodness, not another podcast.
Thank you, Keithor. Unfortunately, Keithor will only be joining us that far because he refuses to join us for the rest for now.
That's
But,
right.
yes. I would also like to welcome back Jeppy.
Rub your belly, governor.
That doesn't sound like Jeppy.
I couldn't do
Well,
it.
it's still another J name. It's Juno. Hi, Juno.
Hello, hello, hello. We miss
Did
Jeffy.
you just turn into Vrishna?
Oh, God, no.
So you did the hello, hello,
Yeah,
hello.
I did. I was trying
You
to do
keep changing character.
it British. That's still British.
Yeah, that's still kind of British.
Yeah.
What?
A brilliant neck.
A brilliant next. Okay, go. All right.
My dog is trying to poop.
This episode is actually named after someone else that often features on the Control Alt Wow podcast. We are going to name this episode after Graven. So this is now the Big G episode.
What? Big G in the house? Almost.
G in the house. Now's when we need Ogre to do his imitation of Big G,
Well, I know,
too.
he does it so well, too.
I know. That's about right. And so Griffin always sends us so many links to different news articles because he says he's trying to make this podcast 3 hours. While I'm not into making this podcast 3 hours long because, man, that would be murder to edit, I am okay with actually using his links to have content on the show. And so this is going to be the Graven episode. Every link we're going to use today was given to us by Graven. No, I'm not using every link given to us by Graven because some of them are a little weird.
Really?
Never. But yeah, so this will be all Graven.
Cool.
Woo-hoo.
All Graven, all podcast long. Look out, world.
Are you threatening me?
What?
He's got these like bolt cutters, and he's
Oh.
like squeezing them maniacally. It's like,
Time to work on the rings.
okay, you go work on your rims. In addition to this episode being dedicated a little bit to Graven with all of his news articles that he's given to us over the past several weeks, I also want to dedicate this episode to Angel Davis. He was my baby who died 3 years ago on this day. So, yeah. I totally understand not getting over it, too.
Yeah.
Well, if I need to edit that so I'm not too old, I won't.
Know. 3 years ago? See? Yeah, 3 years ago I lost dad. It's so hard. It's not,
Yeah.
you know, time helps, but only it doesn't take it away, that's for sure.
Oh, no. And he was actually stillborn on this day. He
Oh.
unfortunately he died before this day, but we don't know the date. It's just this was the day that he was born.
Right.
He just happened to not be born alive.
Oh man,
So
that's so hard.
it would be harder, I think, if he had been born alive and I'd gotten to
Oh
hold him and
God,
hug him
yeah.
and feed him and then lost him. That would have been harder.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
You know, this way it was just, you know, I did feel him growing inside me. I did feel him moving. I did feel that, but I didn't have to hold him and then lose him.
Yeah, that would be hard. I don't know how people deal with that. I really don't. I really don't.
They don't have a choice.
I know. What are you gonna do? Well, yeah, they have a choice. They can check out.
Well,
Seriously,
that's true. That's true. But hopefully they don't.
if anything, I used to be so terrified. You know how it is as a parent. You have these
Oh, yeah.
irrational fears. I used to be so terrified that in the middle of the night, Tabby would be sleeping so soundly that I'd be like, oh my God, did she die? Did she die in her sleep? You know, you hear about SIDS and stuff, and yeah, she was.
I have repetitive dreams.
Oh, it's terrible.
About the ones that I have losing them, and I'm like, oh my God, stop it,
yeah.
Because it's terrifying to me. That's like my nightmares.
Yeah, seriously. I think if something happened to her, I don't know. Seriously, I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, so we'll also, not only is this brought to you by the Big G, we are going to dedicate it to the memory of our son, so our little angel. So there we go.
Yeah. Okay.
So, our first, goodness. Oh, wait, before we start into the news, I need help.
What?
I need our listeners to send in recordings of them saying, oh my goodness, not another podcast.
Oh, right. I saw that too.
Because, yes, I intend to make a mashup for our beginning, because, of course, we still don't have, you know, anything at the beginning or any end. And I touched base with the guy who was going to make our music, and he's still up for that. But, of course, we want something on top of the music. So I thought it would be really fun to get our listeners to send in recordings of Oh My Goodness, Not Another Podcast, and to mash up all their stuff and put it on the music for our intro.
Totally.
Might take me a little while to do, but, of course, I have to have some first.
Yeah, send in some voices, guys. Come on, give us some stuff.
Yeah, right now, all I have is the people who actually are on the podcast.
Right.
So, or have visited, so. Nope. I'd really love to hear from all sorts of people. I hope we get female voices and male voices and young voices and old voices and all sorts of voices, and that would be so much fun.
Yeah, it doesn't even take like a whole minute to do that, you know?
No, there would be like 10-second recordings for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just email it to you and bam, done. Easy breezy. Come on, guys. Show us some love. Come on.
Love for the podcast. You can email it to omgnap@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to get it on there. And then once I finally make our intro, you can listen for your voice in the mashup.
Woo! Cool. Oh, I have something to you before we start real quick.
What's up?
Well, Ogre and I heard what Jeremy said last week, reference hockey.
Uh-huh.
And so, Ogre just wanted to say, you know, the Penguins are not out of the woods. They're playing today, as a matter of fact. Who knows what's going to happen. But at least they're not the first team out there playing golf.
Ooh. That's right. He was the Red Wings, huh?
Yeah.
And they were the first team eliminated.
Oh, exactly.
Woo!
And he was smack talking. Just saying, Jeremy.
Uh-huh. He was smack talking, and I was like, ooh, we should get you and Ogre together. But now there's no need, because only Ogre's team is still in.
Ooh, yeah. Sorry about that, bud. Yeah. That's why you shouldn't smack talk. Like, you know, Penguins could go out today. I'm not saying nothing. You never know what's going to happen.
You're not going to jinx it. Knock on wood.
You never know what's going to happen, so. But we're not the ones playing golf right now. Say it.
Oh, no, they're still playing hockey. that is true.
Sorry, Jeremy. That probably hurts, you know, pouring salt in the wound. Ouch.
Poor guy.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh. I'm sure, hopefully the wound is healing by now, because it was several days ago when they were eliminated, so.
Oh, no, it takes months for those kinds of wounds to heal. Sometimes no. Years. Oh, yeah. Nobody.
All right. That. Well, our very, very first Graven news story is actually from www.dailymail.co.uk. And as always, of course, I will put the links on the website for people who would like to visit the sites that we visit and see the news articles that we are looking at. And this one is called A Very Big Mac, the world's largest McDonald's with 1,500 seats to be built for the Olympic Games.
Wow. Wow. They're building it specifically for the Olympic Games?
They are. In fact, I think it says in the article that it's only supposed to be open for 6 weeks.
What? So it's like
they're building this huge McDonald's.
It's a temporary.
Yeah.
It's a temporary McDonald's.
Yeah, they're only going to open it for the Olympic Games.
What? Is it like under a tent, or is it in an actual building?
Oh no, it's a building. It's a building. Hold on, let me give you the link so you can see. But yeah, it's a building. Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, I don't know. I've always wondered about the huge expense that countries pay to build the sporting facilities necessary to host the Olympics.
Right.
And then it's used only one every 4 years, which is a shame.
Wow.
So, yeah, it says the biggest McDonald's restaurant in the world will open for 6 weeks during the London 2012 Olympic Games. So only 6 weeks will it be open.
Holy cow. But they're expecting in that six-week time to make back all the money plus a profit, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. It says more than 50,000 Big Mac burgers and 180,000 portions of fries. That's what they're expecting to serve.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So, wow. That's amazing.
Employ more than 2,000 staff members.
For 6 weeks, at least.
No, for 6 weeks. Yeah, that's not very long.
I know, right? But I'm kind of flabbergasted about that.
I know.
Because in the picture, it kind of looks like a stick house or something. Like, you know what I mean?
I know. I'm not sure. Like, there's beams or bricks. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah.
I wish I could zoom in a lot. But, I mean, they have all this stuff on the side, and so, I mean, it's a McDonald's.
It's going to have two floors, and it's equivalent to half the length of American football field?
Yep.
Holy crap. Well, I hope it's all up to code and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Oh, I'm sure it will be. They're going to be really careful about that. It does say later on, too, that the staff is put through, like, an X Factor-style audition.
Oh, wow. Really?
To be able to work. Yeah.
Audition?
12,000 people applied.
Wow. Wow. Well, times are tough, right?
Yeah.
I wonder...
Well, I'm going to be paying well, too, because that is going to be really busy.
Yeah, totally. I wonder what they're going to do with the building afterwards.
I don't know. That's what I wonder, you know, about all this, because...
Yeah.
That seems like a big expense just for a one-time thing.
I know. Well, it says they're building it from recyclable materials, so maybe they're going to recycle the whole thing?
No. Or, you know, maybe they'll sell it off and other businesses can be there. I bet a whole mall would fit in that thing.
Yeah. No, no doubt. It's...
Yeah, it's huge. It's
damn big. Wow.
Yeah.
Good gosh. So, I mean, it just... It's funny that it's a McDonald's and it's the Olympics, because, you know, the Olympics is full of athletes who, you know.
Well, apparently, this article says that McDonald's has been supporting the Olympics since 1968, and it's the only company affiliated with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and, you know, the laymen, right, who are going to watch aren't necessarily, you know, athletes, so we're going to eat those burgers.
Well, it said that there was... It says, Usain Bolt, the world's fastest man who won the gold at the 100 meters in Beijing in 2008, claimed that chicken nuggets were the key to his success.
Are you kidding me?
It says, the Jamaican, dubbed Lightning Bolt, said, I woke around 11 a.m. and decided to watch some TV and had some nuggets. Then I slept for a couple hours more, then I got some more nuggets and came to the track.
Oh, my God.
And that's how he won. That's what he says.
Oh, I have a hard time eating chicken McNuggets. Or any chicken nuggets, for that matter, because, you know, my daughter's a vegetarian, right?
Oh, okay.
Not my fault, okay? I'm not
I don't think I'm a vegetarian. I like meat too much.
Yeah, I'm not a vegetarian. But she's been a vegetarian for, like, 5 years now. She's very healthy, you know, anyway. But the funny thing is, like, she shows me this stuff, or she used to. I finally threw a fit, and I was like, will you stop showing me this stuff from PETA? I don't want to see it. But she showed me this stuff, and it's chicken slurry is what they make the nuggets out of, and it's like this pink stuff. It's like vats of pink goo, and I can never get that out of my freaking head. Don't go to PETA and look at their stuff.
Don't look at the website.
No, because you can't get that stuff out of your head.
That's actually one of the only things I'll eat there. I love their salads, too. They have a Southwest chicken salad, at least here in town they do. Mm-hmm. And it's got corn and beans and, you know, lettuce and chicken, and it's spicy, and I love it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, they have oatmeal now. Did you know that?
I did know that, actually, but I haven't tried it yet. I don't get to go anymore in the morning, really.
I just tried it for the first time this past week, and it was pretty damn good, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, it has, like, little chunks of apples and cranberries and raisins and stuff in it, and it was pretty yummy. But chicken nuggets.
I actually really like oatmeal.
Yeah, I do, too.
All right, our next story is from... www.abcnet.au. So this one's from Australia. And it's very short. didn't have any pictures or anything, and all it says is that the council threatens to confiscate a man's pet sheep.
Uh-oh. I don't want to know where this is going.
It's actually really short.
Yeah, knowing Grant.
It just says, a Melbourne man has gone to the Victorian Supreme Court in a bid to keep his pet sheep.
And that's all it says?
Yeah, well, that's the top, and then it's only got a couple of sentences. It's got the Greater Dandenong City Council has threatened to confiscate Vuho's sheep from his property in Springvale. Mr. Ho has had the sheep, called Ba, for 11 years, and is challenging the local news used by the council, or local laws used by the council. Central to the case is what defines a pet animal as opposed to livestock. I imagine, just like in the U.S., you're not allowed to have a livestock as a pet.
Right.
And so, like, I have a friend who really wants a pig.
Phew!
She just wants a pig.
Okay. I'm just glad that that's the only place it was going.
I know, it's from Graven, so I could wear it as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but no, but see, he's putting a lot of money into this case. If he loses, he risks having a legal bill of $130,000.
Man, I will send him money to help pay his bill. Seriously,
just to keep his sheep.
But it's true. This drives me nuts. Okay, the laws that we put on some things are so stupid and outdated and judgmental and narrow-minded, honestly. I'm just like, what the hell? I mean, really?
If he wants a sheep, why can't he have a sheep? I can understand them not wanting you to keep a pet lion.
Right, something exactly.
But a sheep?
Right. Dude, like, think about it. Like, we have people in Las Vegas, anyway, who have pet lions. You just get a permit for it. You can have a pet lion, a leopard, whatever.
Well, I imagine, though, they say if you die from it, then it's your fault. And if they hurt anybody, then you're liable.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. You have to have insurance and this and that and the other thing. But you know what I'm saying? Well, what is the big deal about having a sheep?
I don't see a problem with having a sheep. I don't even see a problem with having a pig.
Right, my mom has a pig.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with having a pig?
Right, of course, she lives out in the country, but still.
Or a duck. I actually knew someone who lived in the city who had a duck.
There are people that have pet skunks. Did you know that?
Oh, do they have the, I guess, kind of like ferrets? They have the scent sac removed?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And they apparently make great pets. I saw a video one time. I was fascinated by it because they're just adorable. They said they're a mix between, they're more like a cat than a dog.
I would think so.
Yeah, they're adorable. But I don't understand why people, what the hell? It's a sheep. It's the same size as a dog. It's not like you have a horse in your backyard that's, even then, I don't.
Well, there are small horses.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't see what the problem would be there unless, I don't get it. I really don't.
I don't either. Maybe the smell.
Right.
But if you keep it clean, if it's your pet rather than livestock, you're probably going to keep it cleaner than someone who had livestock with.
Right.
Because you have one and other people would have, hundreds.
Right. And I don't know if a sheep can be potty trained or not, you know what I mean? Like, house broken? That's the right word.
Oh, I'm sure it can be trained, just like any other animal. It has a brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't you ever see Babe?
Right. I love Babe.
I saw it for the first time, 2 weeks ago.
Really?
There's so many movies that I haven't seen, and my friend picks on me all the time about it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Tabby was just little when we watched that, and I love that movie. I played it for Ogre one time, and he thought that was, the weirdest movie he'd ever seen.
I'm surprised Ogre sat through the whole thing.
He barely did. If he didn't love me so much, I don't think he would have. But Tabby and I love it so much, he was like, all right, I'm going to watch this with you. And he was, at the end, he was just like, what the hell? And we were like, it's great. It's so cute. And the little mice come in. And it's adorable.
And he's a guard sheep.
Yeah.
Or he's a guard
pig. It's a guard pig.
That's cute.
Yeah. But...
Should we have put a spoiler warning for Babe?
Oops.
No, I don't think so. The movie's old enough.
Yeah, that won't be that way.
Anyway, I hope the man gets to keep his sheep.
I do, too. There are people with Great Danes that are a lot bigger than a sheep, and probably...
Yeah, and a lot louder, for
right.
sure.
Right, there are people with terriers that bark all the... My freaking Maltese bark like crazy if somebody comes to the door. So I can't imagine it would be messier or louder or bigger.
It'd be bad if he couldn't.
Did that pick up on the mic?
Yeah. It's just messed up, man. Well, it's just Tabby, like I said, being a vegetarian, right? She, has, uh-huh. she likes to try to have arguments with me every once in a while about eating meat, which don't last very long because I just don't participate.
Uh-huh.
But she's, you know, one of her things is, you know, what's, you can, you'll eat a chicken, you know, you'll eat a pig, you'll eat a cow, you'll eat baby cows even, baby sheep and sheep, but you won't eat a dog. She's like, and the dog thing has come up in other countries because there are countries that serve dog on the menu.
Oh, absolutely they do.
Yeah, and so she's like, what's the difference between a sheep and a dog? Why is it okay to eat a sheep?
But you domesticated.
Well, see, there you go. This man has a domesticated sheep.
Yes.
Right? So
it's not a wild sheep. It's not a farm sheep. Domesticated animals are different.
Right. But the domesticated thing, see, that's what I'm saying. The domesticated thing doesn't really work because you can domesticate a lot of animals.
Yeah.
You know, as long as they're the ones that aren't going to eat you.
You would hope.
Yeah, because sometimes they, even dogs sometimes, you know, revert back a little bit to their wild nature and forget, you know.
I think they get sick is what happened.
I
think they get sick or they get old or actually I've known a cat that attacked her owner because it got a hold of a hallucinogen.
Oh, wow. Well, that would do it.
And it was a plant. It nibbled on a plant and it messed with its system and it turned around and ripped my friend's hand to shreds.
Oh, my God.
And she had to call me to take her to the emergency room and to catch the cat.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but the cat, you know, she took it to the vet, and what happened was the plant that it ate...
It messed with it?
Messed with it, and so it was scared, and so it didn't know that it was its owner coming at it. It thought it was someone else, and so it, you know, attacked.
Well, they even have police dogs, well-trained, seasoned, not just brand new ones, but they have, like, well-trained, seasoned police dogs that, on occasion, they get so frenzied that when they grab a hold of somebody, they won't let go.
Yes.
Like, they won't, no matter what the command is that they're giving them, and they actually have to get, like, this little tool. It's kind of like a stick thing, and they put mm-hmm. in their mouth to pry it, to literally pry their jaws open. So even dogs can,
right.
you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I'm just saying that there's not that much difference, you know, at all.
Yeah, well, my friend that wants a pig, she refuses to eat bacon.
Oh.
Because she said that would be kind of, you know, since she's always wanted a pig,
yeah.
she thinks it's kind of... sacrilegious to eat bacon.
Right. My mom, they named their pig Little Mac. Even though a Big Mac doesn't have bacon in it, or, you know, doesn't have
pork in it. Yeah, that's hilarious.
But yeah, they still eat meat.
That is hilarious.
They actually have two pigs now that I think.
Do they?
Yeah, once they got up to, they moved up to Maine, and they got a second little pig. I think her name is Lucy.
So they have Little Mac and Lucy.
Yeah.
So wild.
Yeah.
Our next one comes from www.abc.net.au. So another one from Australia. And apparently, see, this one's called Hair-Stealing Buckster, or Busker, Faces the Music. And
Busker?
Busker. Apparently, it's a mime. So maybe Busker means performer.
A Busker
or
is a mime?
Huh? It says a French busker accused of cutting a lock of hair from a spectator during his performance has been given a spent conviction in Fremantle Court, south of Perth. Yeah, and then it says he's a mime.
He cut off somebody's hair?
Yeah, he got this lady's hair, and they said he cut off about 10 centimeters of her hair.
Dude!
And then put it on top of a bald guy.
Oh, what the hell was he thinking?
As part of his, I know, right? As part of his act.
You can't go around cutting people's hair.
No, you can't.
Dude.
I guess it was part of his, it says, as part of his blah, blah, blah street theater show, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, yep, yeah, he, the lady got mad, and so she sued.
I would get mad, too, if somebody freaking cut my hair.
So the mayor is the person who organized the festival, and he's going to pay for a new haircut for her.
Oh, wow.
And he's offered her a meal for two.
Aw, that was nice.
In the city. So, but yeah, she got mad. I would get mad, too. Don't cut my hair.
Well, I don't understand why he didn't think that somebody was going to get mad if he cut their hair. You know what I mean?
People will put up with a lot to be involved in a performance. Some people will be like, oh, look, he took my hair and he put it over there. It's so funny. Look, here's the lock that's not there anymore. Some people are like, he took my hair.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a different reaction.
I guess if it was somebody who was really famous and they wanted to cut my hair, I'd be like, okay. If it was freaking Brad Pitt and he wanted to cut my hair, I might be like, all right, go ahead.
Here, take it. Put it in a locket. Keep it forever.
But this guy didn't even ask.
No, he just cut it off.
He's like, honestly, if Brad Pitt just came up and cut my hair, I'd be like, what the f-? Oh, sorry. Ooh, I almost blew our clean tag.
Yes, you did.
Sorry. You get the point.
With the beep.
Yeah, you're like, what the hell are you doing, dude? I can see people tear without asking.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I would get angry.
Yeah, I know a lot of performers, you know, hanging out with Nerdenstein and all those magician dudes and whatnot, but none of them do anything like that, cutting people's hair or messing with any person at all like that.
Right. It seems like Nerdenstein's doing pretty well.
He's doing all right. I don't know why. He's just a giant douche, but... I didn't mean douche. I meant doof.
Doof. Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't seem like a douche. He doesn't seem like he's rude or mean. He's just...
He's not a
goofy.
He's not a douche. That was the wrong word.
Yeah.
He's doofy.
No, when I met him, he just... Yeah, he's a big kid, is what it seems like.
He's adorable. He's cute.
Yeah. Shh, don't tell Tabby you said that.
I know. She's not home right now, so it's all right.
Okay, that works.
So I'm taking him to Disneyland, so...
Ooh, how exciting.
Now I think
we were going to take the kids to Disneyland this year, but with everything that's happened, it's just going to have to wait another year.
It's hard, you know? I haven't been back there in, like, five years, I think.
Yeah, same with us. We've been to Vegas.
Yeah.
We got to meet you.
I think it's cheaper coming to Vegas than going to Disneyland.
Oh, it is a lot cheaper.
Yeah, Disneyland's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They have like
Disneyland. I'll just warn you, the food is incredibly expensive.
Oh,
at Disneyland.
We've been to Disneyland a gazillion times. Just not. I haven't been back in a while. But you have to save money just for the food.
Yeah. Now Disney World.
Yeah.
I didn't find the food as highly priced, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, Disney World, I guess because Disneyland has restaurants right outside the park where you could, like, leave the park and go to the restaurant, so you really are paying for the convenience. Disney World is in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, wow.
The only thing around you is Disney.
Oh, wow.
And, I don't know, they have more options, too. There's more counter meals that are cheaper and stuff like that. It's not just, like, on that main strip like it is in Disneyland.
Yeah, wow. Have you eaten in the Blue Bayou?
I don't remember.
That's my favorite. It's the one, it's this restaurant that's inside the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Oh no, I've always wanted to and I never got to eat there.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
That's what she just said.
I heard it. That's like, anyway.
How did we actually go from like a sheep to Disneyland?
We totally did. No, we went from hair stealing.
Oh, it was the hair stealing to Disneyland.
To Disneyland.
That's right.
Why? Performers.
Yes, performers.
Because we went into
Nerdenstein, Disneyland.
And then, yes.
Actually, I accidentally called him a douche, which isn't true. It's not a douche.
Right. You called him a very, very mean word. And, you know, it'd be a good thing he doesn't listen to this podcast. Because he'd be like, oh!
He'd be like, I'm not a douche. See, Tabby, I told you your mom hates me.
Hey, you corrected it.
Yeah.
And he is very much a doof. I think even he would admit that.
Yeah, he's very doofy.
Continuing with our Big G episode. The next one is from www.dailymail.co.uk. And apparently, there's a girl who really has never cut her hair, just like Rapunzel.
Oh, yeah, I saw that story.
Mm-hmm. It's called Real Life Rapunzel 12, set to cut hair for the first time, and plans to sell the 5'2" mane for £3,500.
Holy crap, her hair is 5'2".
Yeah, she's only 1 foot, or she's only 1 inch taller than her hair.
Oh, wow.
It says, the news article, it's actually kind of sad. I don't know how she's made it this long. It says that that her hair is so long, they can't even turn on the fan in her house, even when it's hot, because her hair will get tangled in it.
What? Oh.
And so I would think, you know, that I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
I guess I was thinking maybe they could braid it or put it up or something.
That's
but I guess, really, because it would get so tangled.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look at frickin', what was Crystal Gayle? Her hair was, like, super long.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just have to maintain it. You just have to brush it out and...
Well, that's what she says. They say she uses a full bottle of shampoo every week and at least an hour and a half every day brushing her hair.
And she's only 12? I think that's child abuse, dude.
Well, but it's her choice. The mom says that it's her choice.
Well, yeah.
But the mom says it's her choice, that she just did not want to cut her hair, and so she let it happen. And the mom has actually been asking her, let's cut your hair so you can join in activities with the other kids. She can't participate in PE. She can't do all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
Because of her hair.
See, I could take two sides there, because I could be like, you know what, a 12-year-old is not an adult, you're the parent, you know what I mean?
Well, if she's got 5 feet, 2 inches of hair, she's been growing it just for longer than when she was just 12.
Right, so what about when she was 6? You know what I mean?
Right.
But then on the other hand, you know, I don't know, Tabby had her hair pretty long at one point, and I didn't want her to cut it because it was so pretty, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I wonder if maybe the mom had any of that going on.
But was it that long?
No. God, no. I wouldn't let it get that long because that's stupid. If you're
it's
Crystal
be
Gale,
heavy.
Yeah, if you're Crystal Gale and you're you're a grown-up woman, sorry, and you want to grow your hair out long, then fine. You know, you could do that. But if you have a child right. that needs to participate in school and activities and stuff, then why would you, you know, why? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But at the same time, maybe the kid, you know, maybe the kid really had a thing for her hair and really didn't want to get it cut. And then you just make that choice as a parent to, you know, all right, it's your hair. Fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, I don't like what she's wearing either.
Oh, really? And she has bad fashion sense, too? Are they parachute picnic pants?
No, she's got a little, she's like showing off her belly, but her shorts are a little too small.
And she's only 12.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so lucky because my daughter was always just very modest, so that was nice. I didn't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, I just wouldn't put that shirt on a little girl.
Yeah.
I'm not a 12-year-old. Well, yeah, when a person's older, okay, but.
That's like, have you seen those shows? I haven't watched one of them, but you know the shows where they have the little girls that participate in the beauty pageants and stuff?
Oh my gosh, the parents are the ones that act like the babies.
Yeah, but the outfits that they put those little girls in?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm like, really? No.
Yeah, I think
on.
You're talking about toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah, but even before that, back when the whole JonBenet Ramsey thing.
Oh my gosh, the amount of makeup they put on that poor child.
Mm. And not just
every
her, like,
picture, she yep. looks like, oh.
Yep, makeup like, and hair pieces and hairspray, but the outfits that they put them in, and even the dance ones, too, that's another thing, is Tabby used to be in dance, and some of the outfits that they would put them in for their little dance recitals really bothered me.
Yeah. Okay, hold on just a second. Okay.
Going back to the toddlers and tiaras, one of the moms dressed up her daughter just like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
Right, see, what the hell is that all about? Did she not know
yeah.
that she was playing a freaking prostitute in that movie?
Ever.
You know?
Yeah, that she was playing a prostitute in that movie, and so, yeah, that, but those, I don't know, I think that's kind of like,
I don't understand.
The parent is trying to live out their own dreams through their kids.
Right.
And I don't even know if half those kids want to be involved in that, you know?
Right. Well, I just think if you're going to have a freaking a pageant that little kids are in, they should be dressed like
little kids.
That's
right. They should be dressed like little kids. If they're going to have a little kid pageant, they should be dressed like little kids. They shouldn't be wearing hooker makeup.
Right.
They shouldn't be wearing prostitute clothes.
Right.
They shouldn't. They're children.
I'm not saying they can't curl their hair up. Look at freaking Shirley Temple, dude. Okay.
She's adorable.
She was adorable. And she had some little lip gloss on her little ringlets. And she wore cute little dresses. They were short, by the way. But
they were short, but she had little shorts underneath.
Right, and they didn't look, it didn't look inappropriate because they weren't,
no, it didn't.
She wasn't dressed like a freaking prostitute.
No, she wasn't. No, I do have, just watching that Toddlers and Tiaras show, the little kids act like brats because the parents act like brats, and so I can't imagine what they're going to be when they grow up.
Right, yeah, I don't like any of it. I'm just like, this is all ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. Some of those things I just don't understand. I'm like, I don't understand this. Why would you want to dress your little kid up like that? I took Tabby to glamour shots one time when she was little. Yeah, I did one of those.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember the freaking photographer. I had a fight with the photographer. Because one of the pictures that he wanted to do, and I was young. I wasn't as assertive as I would be now in that same situation.
Right.
But one of the pictures that he wanted to do, and I still have that picture. I never gave it to anybody. I have all the copies of it.
Did you hate it so much?
I hated it so much. It had like...
Wait, but you paid for it.
Yeah,
so...
I did. Well, it was a package deal.
But if you didn't like that picture, he should have changed it. That's part of what he's supposed to do.
Well, it was the picture after that he was going to take that we fought about. But leading up to that, he took a picture of her with this boa, this feather boa, and he had her put her hands up and, like, behind her head, and it looked like she didn't have a top on. Like, she was wearing a feather boa for a top.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I remember going, wait a minute, that doesn't look right. She was 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's not appropriate for 3.
No, it was for me. It was supposed to be fun. I wanted it to be fun, have fun. Not sexy wasn't the thing,
right.
You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, he's doing this little pose with her that's, like, sexy. And I'm like, wait a minute. What the hell is that? And then he was doing one after that. And I told him, I said, wait a minute. What are you doing? You know? I'm like, what exactly do you think you're doing? No, I don't want any more pictures with this boa. This is enough. He's like, no, let me take it. And I was like, no. I don't want any more pictures with the boa.
Enough is enough.
Take it out. No, it was ridiculous. So
yeah.
It's just one of those things where you're just like, wait a minute. So why don't any of these parents ever, you know, go, wait a minute, that doesn't look right.
Because, like I said, they're living out their own dreams through their children, and they don't take into consideration that their children are 2 and 3 and 5.
Their dreams to be an ultra-sexy 5-year-old?
I guess so. And just to clarify, this girl doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
She's just showing off some belly. And actually, she's got one of the shirts she's wearing is too cute. It's a little black one, and it actually covers right down to... She looks really cute in that one. I just don't like the gold one that she's wearing in the majority of the pictures.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, I have
to. Oh, no, so she's going to cut it. She's going to try to... It says they spend £400 a year on shampoo.
Wow.
That is a ton of money.
It looks like her hair's probably hard because of the texture of it, you know what I mean? It looks like it's a little thicker, maybe a little...
Well, she goes through... It does say she goes through a shampoo bottle every week.
Wow.
And so even if she's spending, you know, £4 a bottle...
It's gorgeous. But the thing is...
Like, it is pretty. It looks like it's healthy.
Yeah.
Except at the very bottom. See, the very bottom is kind of frizzy, but it looks like it's healthy. It's just, wow.
It's beautiful, usually if you have... My mom has really thick hair like that, and she'd get headaches if it got too long, you know?
Yeah. I can only imagine the amount of headaches that poor girl goes through. I'm actually kind of glad she's getting it cut. I mean, she made her mark. She did her thing. But,
yeah.
Wow. I mean, an hour and a half every day just brushing your hair. Can you imagine?
No, I have a life.
I know, right?
Outside of my hair.
Right. I mean, I think mom's right. It's enough is enough. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like her. I like the way it's all wavy and cute like that. It kind of looks like a nice, mm-hmm. like a nice horse ponytail. You know,
I wonder if she braids it. At night.
I know, you would think she...
Or if it's naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Actually, I had a friend who had really long, thick hair, and she wasn't able to wash her hair every day, because she would wash it one day, and then she would have to braid it, and it would stay wet for 2 days.
Oh, my God. Mine was... I had mine down to the... down to my lower back, and it did the same thing. You'd wash it, and it wouldn't dry for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never been able to have mine that long. Mine is just too thin, and so it gets long and it just starts breaking. And
oh.
So shorter hairstyles, about shoulder-length hairstyles are pretty much what I should have.
Yeah, she's got, like, crazy long hair. And you're right, I don't like her outfits at all.
Well, I like the first one.
Yeah, that with the little black top.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's cute.
Your shorts are
too
short.
That one looks more like a little girl to me.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I don't know.
She's 12.
Yes, exactly. What the hell?
Yes. But anyway, we were talking about her hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's time to cut it.
It is definitely time to cut it. Looks like she's going to. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So this other one I kind of laughed at, but I don't know if I should.
Inappropriate laughter?
No, it just sounds like something stupid that I would do. And
oh,
so
no.
Me laughing at it, I would totally do this. Oh, sadly. Okay, so this next one is from www.cbsatlanta.com. I think it's our only American website today.
Oh, wow.
The firefighters had to rescue a woman from a trash chute.
Trash chute?
Yes. It says, a Dunwoody woman had to be rescued Sunday after getting trapped inside a trash chute at her apartment complex.
What the hell was she doing in a trash chute?
Well, she was throwing out trash and she dropped her phone.
Oh, no!
And so she could see it because the trash chute was kind of filled up because it was a weekend, so nobody had picked it up. And so she was like, it was right there.
Oh, no.
And so she tried to get it with a broom. It didn't work. And so she reached, and she was wearing flip-flops, so she slipped.
Oh, no.
And she ended up all the way down.
Did she grab her phone? She was able to.
I guess. Luckily, she was with a friend who called 911.
Oh. Okay.
And so they were able to get her out, but she said she was stuck up there, upside down, 1 foot up, 1 foot down, for about 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And she said it would be funny, but she would have died of suffocation if they hadn't gotten her out.
Yeah, it's funny until somebody dies.
Yeah, it's funny until somebody dies. Plus, there's a trash compactor down there. The only reason she didn't get eaten up by the trash compactor is because the trash was built up for the weekend.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
So I'm thinking this lady is going to be more careful of where her phone is when she's throwing out her trash.
Yeah, I would. Oh my gosh, that's scary. Imagine if somebody's kid got down there and.
I know.
Somebody knew it and it got trash compacted or something. Oh, that's scary.
Looking at the height that trash chute is from the floor, a child getting in there actually is a really big risk, it looks like.
Well, I just figured if a woman can fall down it, a kid could fall down it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
I mean, I just sent you the link.
And little kids do things all the time just to see what would happen. You could see one just dropping
absolutely.
A toy down there and then
going
after it when it actually disappeared. And if there's a... Oh, that's kind of scary.
That is scary. And it's so close to the ground.
Wow.
Looking at it, I'm like, if I had kids, I would be really worried that they would because my kids are incredibly curious. If there's a hole, they want to go down it.
Dude, that is the perfect height for a toddler.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It is. That's
the perfect height. Yeah, I could totally see kids climbing into that. I could totally see kids climbing into that. I would hope. Oh, my gosh. That's scary.
My hope is that when it pushes up, it has a key, and only people that have a key can unlock it. And so maybe the people that live in that building are given a key.
Oh, you would hope so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because that is the perfect height for a toddler. A toddler could just, and you know, toddlers are curious little beings, so they could just totally climb in and then just fall down.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how many missing children they have in Georgia.
Hopefully not any, but, you know.
Yeah.
Wow, that was funny.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's creepy. You could.
That's what I said. It's kind of, I would... If I see my phone right there, see myself going,
no.
I can reach that.
No way.
No, I can, so I would probably fall down the stupid chute.
There's no way. I guarantee you there's no way that I am getting anywhere near to putting myself into a garbage chute. Like, I wouldn't reach my arm down there. Because
you
know it's
what?
A garbage chute. That's
definitely
what? Gross. Do what?
Now I definitely wouldn't.
No. No, I wouldn't. Like, we get something stuck in the, you know, the disposal, the in the sink.
Uh-huh.
And the ogre will tell me, because I have a smaller hand, so he'll tell me, oh, you need to put your hand in there and see what that is and get it out. And I'm like, hell no, I'm putting my hand in there. That's disgusting.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I would put my hand in a garbage chute.
No.
Not in a garbage chute, but in a,
yeah.
in a disposal. Oh,
could you
that's
get some, I know.
There's blades.
Yes. I'm just like, and it's just not even that. Well, that's part of it, but just it's dirty. It's nasty in there. I'm not putting my hand in there.
Yeah. I don't actually have one where I live, and a friend of mine that comes over is just like, do you know how much it eggs me out? That's what she always said. It eggs me out. Do you know how much it eggs me out that we don't have a disposal? And I'm like, you could throw it in the trash and take it outside. She's like, yeah, but that's gross. It should go down. And I'm like,
no. I never had one growing up, and so I much rather just throw things in the trash and then get out, you know? I don't like the disposal thing. It
They start to stink after a while.
Ours doesn't stink. It's never smelled bad, and I've been here for 6 years, but just the idea of sticking my hand, like, you can't clean it. You know what I mean?
No. Well, you can put, like, the way my parents clean theirs is they'll throw a lemon down there.
Yeah, you put
lemon slices and you know, eat it up or put some bleach down there.
Yeah, yeah, bleach. That's what
but,
I dishwash liquid and some bleach and it foams up a little bit, but still, right. Not enough for me to want to put my hand in there. Plus, then there's the thing of, oh, God, what if the thing turned on? My hand's in there.
I know, yeah. Right?
Holy crap. Yeah, no. I'm like, no. Doesn't somebody get paid to come and do that? Because I don't want to.
Actually, yeah, I would think a plumber would.
Yeah, somebody else can do that.
Oh,
if my phone count fell down the trash, I'd be like, okay, time to order a new phone.
Right.
That one's gone.
I know a teacher here, or not a teacher, a substitute teacher, this last week dropped her phone into the toilet.
Ew, that's gone.
And she pulled it out, and it still works, and so she's still using it. And so now she's calling it her PP phone.
Ew!
She told me about it on Thursday. She's my sub on Thursday, and she told me about it. So she's like, all of my kids were like, don't use mom's phone, don't use it, it's a PP phone.
I mean, I guess...
I was like...
You could wipe it with, like, antiseptic wipes and stuff, I guess, but still.
I guess.
No. Mm-mm. That'd have to go. I don't want that. I don't want that anymore. I don't know. I wouldn't have been able to survive back in, like, the 1600s, you know?
Uh-huh.
When you had to, like, poop outside and, you know, use your hand to wipe it or something like that.
Right.
No.
But yeah, it's funny because she's got a bunch of teenagers, and so...
Pee pee phone, don't use it.
Pee pee phone. She's like the best sub ever, though. I love when she subs for my class. The kids respect her. They don't think she's too mean, but yet she keeps control of them.
Yeah, that's hard.
And so it's hard to find a sub that really is respected by the students, and she really is. If I could have her every single time, I would.
Oh, that's
cool. So she's awesome. But all right, I think our last news story for this time is from www.dailymail.co.uk, so another one from the United Kingdom. And this one's really sad. At least to me it would be sad.
Uh-oh.
So this girl left her car, you know, she parked it and went inside somewhere, and she came out to find it deliberately crushed by monster trucks.
What?
Like someone just crushed her car.
On purpose. Oh, I think that's grounds for shooting somebody for sure.
I mean, yeah, I mean, this car is just, it is ripped apart.
Oh my God.
It was a big, huge camouflage monster truck van. And I guess there was a crowd there that was encouraging the dude to do it.
Oh my gosh.
And so, but this is what gets me. The place where it happened is called the Redneck Yacht Club. And it was during
the
annual Swamp Cabbage Weekend.
Oh, that is so sad. You're right. That's a very sad story.
It's sad. And it basically, they have these races, and they, you know, the monster trucks and the pickups speed around their little mud park for fun.
You know, it's because they used to could.
They used to could. Right.
No. No.
He's like, no.
No. No. No.
That was his favorite episode, I think. I think actually a lot of people's favorite episode was the one with Ogre. We're gonna have to convince Ogre to make like a once a month stop on this podcast.
We might could again.
No. Well, I read this article while you were busy.
Okay.
And it's so messed up. Did you see the part where they said, well, that everyone signs a waiver when they enter the off-road mud park and describe the incident as an unfortunate event? Like, signing a waiver means that your car might get crunched?
Yeah, that's insane.
Dude.
Just because someone drives their car there doesn't mean that someone should smash it. It doesn't even look like it's on the track.
No, it's not. It's like in a parking lot. Like, signing a waiver does not make that okay. I don't know what the hell.
No, well, that's why it says the guy was arrested. So, I mean...
Well, and I kind of feel bad for the guy, actually. I mean, what a douche, right? But it says...
Yeah, this one actually is a douche, not a douche.
Right, exactly. Thank you. This is the correct time to use the word douche. This guy is a freaking douche. But at the same time... It says here that bystanders told them to do it because the owner doesn't care.
Yeah, but who does that without actually talking to
the
owner?
I know. You can see him getting, like, caught up in it because, like, it's this big race thing and they're running around and it's like, woohoo, redneck city, whatever, I don't know. But
right.
And they're like, yeah, go ahead, the owner doesn't care. And then he's like, oh, all right. Like,
that works.
I'm a redneck.
Yeah, I would have been like, where's the owner?
Like, I'm a redneck. I'm not going to check. They said that woman doesn't care, so I'm just going to run over this car. Like, I feel so bad for the 16-year-old, though.
Oh, poor kid.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's hard enough for a kid to get a car. Well, most kids. Some kids, you know, have it handed to them, but it's hard enough for most kids to have a car and then just to have it crushed by this big... See, what I think should happen is she should get the van.
Hell yeah, she should get that van.
She should totally be able to get that van, and then she can have a monster truck of her own.
Or he should buy her another car, because come on. I mean, it's the car was like a 94 Toyota Corolla, so it's not like it's, you know, a brand new Mustang or something.
No.
And I
no, not at all.
Tabitha's first car is like a freaking, it's like a 96 Geo Metro. But
mine was, no joke, really?
Yeah, I know, we had...
Mine was a 93 Geo.
Oh, see? And
Metro.
It's like this, you know, this little tiny car, but she loves that car. It's her first car, and she loves it. And if something...
I drove mine until it was so bad that it, like, I would go the speed limit, and it would rattle.
Oh,
like,
no.
The whole car would shake, like it was made of, you know... can't.
Oh, no.
And so after a while, I was like, you know, you've got to get rid of this car because it's not going to stay together.
Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen with hers eventually. She just loves it so much. And if somebody ran over it like that, she would be crushed. She would be so sad because she loves that car and she's not going to find another car exactly like that. You know what I mean? It's the color that she likes and it's just, it's got...
Is it blue?
Yeah.
Mine was blue too. Mine was blue, but it was named Marvin the Martian.
Oh, really? This one's blue, and it's got all these little dents on the hood from, like, a hailstorm. You can tell somebody had it in a hailstorm, so it's got these little bitty dents on the hood. So I call it Little Lumpy.
Oh, Little Lumpy. That's
yeah. That's not its name. She has a different name, Evelyn or something, for it, but I'm like, that's a Little Lumpy right there. That's what that is. But she loves that car. I feel so bad for the 16-year-old.
Oh. Well, unfortunately... Graven, the big G, doesn't send us a heartwarming story.
No.
See, and I've been trying to add that in. That was actually Jeremy's suggestion. And most days I have one story that's kind of nice. But this time I don't have one. So instead I'm going to share a website, in case anybody doesn't know of this website.
Oh, cool.
And it's called www.givesmehope.com.
Oh, that sounds like a nice website already.
It's like the opposite of fml.com. Have you ever seen that one where people go on and gripe about their life and then go FML and people put, you poor you, or you deserved it, you're an idiot.
Why would anybody post anything on there?
Well, half the things I think are fake, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, really?
I don't think the majority of them are real. But this one's actually kind of cool. Like, one of the ones up right now, it says... I saw many people at my school posting weight loss goals on their Templars, and it sickened me. So I posted a video on my Facebook today coming out to the world about my bulimia story to make people think twice about weight loss. Mm-hmm. My video got over 450 likes, and over 100 people messaged me telling me I was an inspiration. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, they have the GMH symbol, and it says, they all, GMH, give me hope.
Aw, that's
cool. So these are people sharing, hold on. And there's another one on here that says, like, the other day I was speaking to my friend about depression. I've been struggling with it lately, and she told me that even though she has no idea how to help, she won't stop trying until I smile. Aww. And so it's really sweet. It's like, in some cases, it's kind of gag me sweet. So there's people that won't like it because it's so, so sweet.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice to see people that are, you know, being nice
right.
for a change. And so that'll be, instead of a website, or instead of a news story that lifts you up. I'll give you a website that'll lift you up on a daily basis instead of a news story that'll just lift you up once. So that was, again, www.givesmehope.com.
That's very cool. One of my favorite, I get a little newsletter from this one called the Good News Network.
Uh-huh.
And they actually, it's news stories, but it's positive ones. It's always, it's good things that are happening in the world. So I like
the Good News Network?
Mm-hmm.
Good, cool.
Or maybe just Good News Network. I'm not sure if there's a the book in front of it or not.
I'm going to have to look that up. Do you know if there's a website for it?
Yeah, you know, he has a website. It's like membership, kind of like you have to pay for that, but you can sign up for the newsletter for free. So I only get I only get the newsletter. I don't sign up for the actual site, but they send you the articles. They'll send you like 10 articles, like
every day.
No, it's only once or twice a month. I think it's not
once or twice a month.
Yeah.
Okay. I found it. It's www.goodnewsnetwork.org.
Okay. They send out some really good things, and I always end up checking them out.
So it's not like one of those things that you sign up for and then you never look at. It's actually a listserv that you sign up for and you actually read the stuff that's in it.
Yeah, because you just get like the little headlines, and there's always one that hooks me, and I'm like, oh, what's that about? And I got to read it, you know? And they're good. They're very good.
It says the top 10 good news of the week. And so apparently they say that they send it out every week.
Sweet.
Let's see. How much does it cost to subscribe? That's interesting.
I don't know.
I'm going to find out.
Okay.
To subscribe, it says, I don't know. It doesn't give a new price.
No.
Oh, and it says it's been going for 15 years.
I found it quite a few years
ago. Oh, my gosh. It's $2 a month.
Is that all?
That's all. It's $2 a month. It says 30-day free trials are available after registering, and it's $2 a month. Think about it.
I'm going to have to sign up now.
Yeah, we spend hundreds of dollars a month watching television that has all the negative stuff, and this Good News Network is $2 a month.
Yeah, and they have really good stories. There have been many times where when I get the little newsletter and look at it, because I'm not the best at checking my email, so it's probably why I thought it was only once or twice a month. But when I do look at it, there's always good, really heartwarming stuff.
That's awesome. I think that's a very reasonable price, too. It pretty much probably just covers the price of keeping the network or the website up and running.
Exactly. I had no idea it's only $2 a month. I had signed up a long time ago.
Yeah. It says you can choose from a list of payment plans, such as $2 a month or $24 a year. Or $47 a year, $5 a month for middle income. Or I guess they have different...
Like a sliding scale.
It says all payment options have the same benefits. We want people in lower incomes to be able to afford the good news, too. So you can choose if you have more money to be able... It's kind of like a donation,
okay,
I guess.
If
you have more money that you can give, they'll let you pick the higher one. But if you don't want to pay that much, you can pick the lower one. That's really cool.
Nice, yeah.
So they're not saying you have to pay this much a month. They're saying, okay, here's these three payment options. They're all exactly the same. Which one can you afford? Go ahead, send it to us.
Right. Huh,
yeah. That's cool.
I'm going to
thank you
now.
I know, right? Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I've always only just got their newsletter. I didn't, you know. Money used to be a lot tighter, so I was afraid of anything that costs anything.
Oh, I understand money being tight.
Yeah.
Definitely understand that. So, but that's cool that they have one that is for people with, you know, small...
And like I said, really, really good. In fact, one of the ones we had recently that I checked out was a website. Let me look for it. It was about this guy who started a company. He's one of the owners of a company. Where is it? And he was giving away $1 million to charity, but he did it through this certain website where it breaks it down into loans for people in third world countries, basically.
Oh, wow.
And the interesting thing about... I'm looking for this darn story. Hold on. The interesting thing about it was that anybody could go onto the website and take 25 of his dollars, and you could choose who you wanted to give it to through their website. And it was people that were looking for loans, and it was loans, so they weren't just giving the money away. They have to pay the money back.
Right.
And I can't find the damn thing.
Oh, so you could, if I knew somebody in a third world country, like, I actually do know somebody in a third world country. I don't have lost contact with her, but she was an exchange student here when I was in school.
No,
so it was years ago.
It's like a... I can't find it. No, here it is. It's down here. Basically, it's these people go to these certain affiliated... my cat will not get off my lap. Stop it.
Good.
I gotta boot my kitty cat. Not right at all.
It doesn't. That's okay.
They go looking for a loan from affiliated banks. And the bank will go to this website and say, we have this person. And they put, like, their picture, what they want the money for, what their loan history is, if they've had any loans before, what that was for, did they pay it back, all of that kind of thing. And anyway, so you go through and you pick out a person, and they have a lot of people in there. Kiva, that's it. I finally found it. Oh, my God. Oh, it's driving me crazy. It's a www.kiva, K-I-V-A.org, and they were giving away $1 million. Damn, of course, I don't have the link to the actual story. I just have the Kiva thing. But you'd go on there, and you could pick out somebody, and you could donate his $25 to that person. And $25 to them was a lot of money. And they would be looking for they'd be looking for a loan anywhere between, like, $500 to $900. That was it. It wasn't like here where you're looking for a, you know, $50,000 loan. And they were using that either for agriculture or for housing or for starting up a business. And some of them were groups of people that were trying to start up a business together. Some of them were farmers who needed to buy seed. I mean, really rudimentary things. So I went and I did it, and it might all be gone by now. So they had free loans is what it was.
Wow. It says on here that there have been $2,875,950 loaned this week.
Wow.
And then it says something like over 98% actually pay it back. 98.93%.
Yeah, which is really...
Repayment date.
Really pretty good.
That is. That's really awesome.
But you go through and you look at all these little profiles, and then you find somebody, you're like, this person almost has met their goal, or this person, nobody's given them anything yet, so, you know, I'll go ahead and fund them. You know
what? So I wonder, what happens if there's a person that never gets funded? Do they just never get the money?
I think they all get funded eventually, hopefully.
Okay, I would hope so.
I know. Well, I went through and I found somebody who hadn't had anything given to her yet, and so I gave her his $25, and then I matched it, and I gave her $25 of my own dollars. So.
Aw, that was nice.
Yeah, and then I got Tabby to sign up, and she loaned $25 of his dollars because she didn't have $25 of her own dollars.
Right.
But I just thought that was really neat that that's how he broke it all down. $1 million.
That is neat.
Yeah, so that all of these people would get helped. That really need help, you know. And I just worry because, you know, there's always scams and things like that. So I'm always very cautious about things like that. I like that it's a loan, and it's not, they're not just giving the money away. They have to
pay it back.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
That is cool. So we have three cool websites then.
Yeah, and I learned about this one from the Good News Network, so that's cool. I wish I could remember the name of the guy that, it was the co-founder of LinkedIn.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was one of the co-founders from California. I don't remember his name, but at least I got that much.
That's cool. Well, we can look that up maybe for some other time. All right, well, I want to thank you for joining me. And it is just me and occasional comments from Keithor.
Yeah,
hi, Keithor.
Hi, Keithor.
The occasional comments from Keithor. And so, but it was very nice to record with you this week. I hope we get to do that more often since, you know, I'm not certain when Jeppy can join me and when he can't, and that's very sad, but, you know, I like to have a Juno if I can have a Jeppy. The J's, like, make the episode.
I mean, back, I really appreciate it, and we'll get Ogre back on here one of these days, and I feel bad. I'm sorry, Jeremy. I feel bad for... you know, saying something.
For pointing out that he bragged right before his team bit the bullet.
Yeah, that's right. He started it. Why do I feel bad? Yeah. Thank you, Dream.
No problem. But no, I think the Ogre episode for many of our listeners has been a big favorite. He was a lot of fun. And I did put the explicit tag on there. So, you know, as long as we can do stuff like that and they'll let us do that, and they will.
He's a blast.
Then, you know, it'll be all right to have Ogre drop his occasional F-bombs among friends.
He can't help him. I asked him afterwards. I was like, do you think... because I think it was the next week and we were recording or something. And I was like, honey, do you think you could, you know, can you edit yourself? And he's like, no.
He said he was going to try, and then two sentences in.
No.
In his Irish accent.
Yep. After that, he was like, nope, not going to try that again. Like, okay.
I told him he didn't have to. I knew when asking Ogre on there, I was like, okay, this will be an explicit episode. But he's so much fun.
I know. He's so fun.
And I've had comments about his, the one article that I picked just for him, some of the comments that he made on that one.
Which one was that?
The warmers.
Oh, come on.
Some of the different names he put to it, I've had text to me by, like, Clay Pigeon. Yes. Clay Pigeon's like, I loved that. So I can't comment on that because that would totally ruin our clean time right now. But
yeah, it would. That's hilarious.
It was funny. I did pick that one just for him, though. I thought it was about it.
Good job.
So, I mean, it'll be very nice if we could have him back sometime. But it is time to go ahead and say goodbye. So thank you all for listening. If you guys have not heard the Ogre episode, which is, again, like I said, one of the favorites. Granted, there's only 6 episodes at this point, but still, we can have favorites.
Yeah.
That one's episode 4. So feel free to go back and look at episode 4 if you want to hear Ogre. Of course, if you want to email us any news stories or, you know, tweet us, our Twitter is OMGNAP. And then our email is the same, OMGNAP@gmail.com. And all you have to remember is it's the acronym for, oh my goodness, not another podcast. So, yay. So thank you so much for joining, Juno. It was good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
And it's time to say bye. So bye.
Bye.